Ah, the humble $20 bill. It's two tens or four fives. When you need to leave a tip, it's a 10, a 5, and 5 ones. $20 may not be a game changer, but getting $20 a month for banking the way you normally do is. Like finding a folded up 20 in your jeans pocket. Or getting a birthday card when you were 8 with a big fat 20 taped right inside. That $20 feels big. Because the neat thing about money isn't necessarily what you can buy. It's what you can do. At least that's what Santander thinks. And with extra 20 checking from Santander, $20 is just the beginning.
Learn more and sign up today at santanderbank.com/extra20 or visit your local branch to start getting your monthly $20 bonus. $20 bonus for direct deposit of $1,500 or more in two bills paid using online banking bill pay during each service fee period. Limit one extra 20 checking per person. Visit your nearest branch or santanderbank.com/extra20 for more details. Santander Bank, N.A. member, FDIC.
This is Sharon Johnson, your host of the Come to Vate Show, bringing you a wonderful moment in motivation. It is my pleasure to always inspire, to motivate, and to encourage. I find that I've been given a what you would say, a mandate. And in satisfying my mandate, I feel that I should always tell people that you are a masterpiece. You are destined with a purpose through faith. And I've been reading and studying different thought leaders, and I want to share with you some of the concepts that I have learned from Napoleon Hill's work, Think and Grow Rich. Because if I am going to be able to help people to live and learn, I have to be able to share what I'm learning. What is it that I'm using that's helping me to become a better me? And so I want to share with you what it is that makes you a better you. So this is your moment in motivation from the Cultivate Radio Network with Sharon Johnson. Now, let's talk about imagination, because Napoleon Hill writes the book Think and Grow Rich, and so many people have read it. So many people have been able to become millionaires from it. But when we think of the concept of being rich, I want to be clear that you understand that richness begins within you. It's an internal concept. And so when we talk about imagination, Napoleon Hill says that imagination is the workshop where plans are created. Over time, I've learned the saying that says that if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So if you're planning, you better be planning right. Now, when we talk about imagination, it says that your desire is given shape, a form, and action through the aid of imagination. There are so many things that we imagine about every day. And we can just sit here and talk about so many things that we want to be. I imagine that I'll be a nurse, and you could see yourself in your uniform working at the hospital. You may just imagine that you can be a teacher, and you're standing in the classroom being the leader and teaching. And so I want to encourage you in this moment to know that you can create or do anything that you can imagine, anything. It's amazing how our mind works. You can create anything that you imagine to be. Napoleon Hill talks about two forms of imagination, one being synthetic and the other being creative. And when he talks about synthetic imagination, he says that synthetic imagination is arranging existing concepts, ideas, or plans into new combinations. And it doesn't create anything. What it merely works with is existing material in a new way. The other is creative imagination, where creative imagination, hunches, and inspiration. That's what it's like. It's your source for new ideas, asking yourself questions as to what if, why not, and what would happen if. And those imaginations, what happens with those is that they become much stronger when we put them into use. And I'm sure for those of you listening to me that I know you have those imaginations. And we have these great desires within us. And what our desires become, it's a thought. You know, we have these wonderful desires, and they're thoughts that come to us. And so when we think about desire, it is abstract, and desire has no real value until you really transform it into actions. We can desire a lot of things. But it is when you put those desires into action and make them active that you really recognize that it's real use of it. And so when you look at your imaginative faculty, you have to look at it through your desires, that you can revive it and you can make your faculty become alert once you put them in use. It doesn't die. But if you don't put it in use, it may just be asleep. So in this wonderful moment of motivation, I want to encourage you that transformation of desires into reality calls for the use of a plan. You just got to have a plan. You just can't keep going. You got to have a plan. And when you have plans, these plans must be formed with your imagination. And what you're going to find is going to be formed mainly with your synthetic faculties. You just got to, Napoleon Hill says that scientists know that everything is either matter or energy. Money is energy, believe it or not. The ideas that you have are energy. And guess what? Energy attracts energy. Energy attracts like energy. You know, it's like the law of attraction. Is, you know, we attract the people who we want to be like. Napoleon Hill says that if you do not conquer self, you will be conquered by self. Over and over, we see that. So when you think of all those things, think of your imagination, the two forms of imagination. Start listing six questions if you can, six questions that you can ask yourself to generate new ideas. What is your purpose? What is it that you can do that will take you into your sweet spot, right? Napoleon Hill also says that no one can make you jealous or angry or vengeful or greedy unless you let him or her do that. So let's put those imaginations into place. Start building a plan. And, you know, when you say talk about building a plan, plan. If you're on a team, if you're a group leader, or first for yourself, you've got to have a plan. You've got to have some sort of way in which you plan to make everything achievable. Don't worry about whether or not you may fail or something may happen in the plan. If it doesn't work, do it again. If you have a plan that doesn't work, replace it, the plan. Find a new plan that works, right? Some people, when they make a plan and it doesn't work, they find that this becomes the first point of failure. And if you're not careful and not persistent, you're just scared of making another plan. Do it again until you get it right. If something isn't working for you, then change it. Really, you do. You change it. You know, Napoleon Hill says that the most intelligent persons living cannot succeed in accumulating money or anything else without plans which are practical and workable. So when you make your plans, keep some of these thoughts in mind. It's got to be workable. It's got to be attainable. You know, oftentimes we make these plans that are so huge and so big, they're unattainable. And when you just don't make it, you believe that you fail, you become despondent, you're not want to try anymore, you give up and you start saying, I can't. Why? Because the plan was too big. And I'm not saying make big plans. Make plans that are attainable. And you start where you are, and you build. Paul Martinelli, my mentor, says, build your wings, right? But start anyway. Start anyway. Don't worry about defeat. Temporary defeat means one thing. It just means that maybe something was wrong with your plan. Because your achievement can be no greater than your plans when they are sound. You just got to plan properly. And you can't expect to accumulate a fortune or achieve any other worthwhile goal without experiencing some temporary defeat. That happens. But when defeat comes, know this. You've got to see that as a signal that your plans are not sound. And guess what you do? You rebuild your plans. You try again. You do it again. Because your plan is the most important asset you have. It is. Involve people in your life who are determined to succeed. When you're making a plan, who are the people that you have in your plan, if you have people in your plan? Know that you are destined with a purpose through faith. You have to believe that you have the potential to do such great things. Napoleon Hill said that through some strange and powerful principle of mental chemistry, which she has never divulged, nature wraps up in it the impulse of strong desire. That something, quote unquote, something, which recognizes no such word as impossible and accepts no such reality as failure. Think about your plan. As you plan, understand that when your desires are strong enough, you will appear to possess superhuman powers to achieve. This is Sharon Johnson, your host of the Comes of Age Show. It is my pleasure to bring you this wonderful moment in motivation. I say to you that you are a masterpiece. You are destined with a purpose through faith. Stay beautiful, stay fabulous, and stay motivated. You can always connect with me at www.comtovate.com, or you can email me at info@comtovate.com. This is your wonderful moment in motivation. Stay fabulous, stay beautiful, and stay motivated.